With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Lore Boys here, episode 101. We made it past 100, and now it's just back to business as usual.
Yeah, no more celebrations, no more fun.
No.
No more fun. We're turning a new leaf in the podcast where we get rid of the fun.
It's a serious podcast now. What are we talking about, goddammit?
Today...
Vroom, that's a hint.
Oh. Ethan, do you want to guess based off that hint?
Sheared steel.
Oh, that was pretty close.
Torsion steel?
Close.
Folded aluminum?
Corrugated tin.
Yeah.
It's Twisted Metal. So, this is a game that I played a lot when I was young. I guess you guys played as well?
Mm-hmm. I've played three of the games.
Three of them.
Yeah. One, I was thinking about it after we discussed this earlier. I don't know if I played two or three. I don't know the difference between them. Okay. And then I played Twisted Metal Black. So, okay. I've played three games total.
So for someone who has never, ever, ever even heard of Twisted Metal, how would you describe the games?
It's like Demolition Derby with ridiculous vehicles. It's
cars with guns, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are both very good, yeah. And in an arena type
Battle Royale. Setup.
It's Fortnite before Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah. I know there's a front-end loader that has like a claw instead of a shovel.
Yep.
There I know Mr. Grimm is like a spooky man on a motorcycle.
Yeah, we'll talk about him.
There was a grasshopper. The grasshopper car. You could jump.
Yeah.
Really?
Now that you mentioned it, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I know it was a purple car. I
don't remember which one he was
from.
That
was like kind of boring and fast.
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth, obviously, the clown with the flaming hair.
There's Axel, obviously. The guy who's standing in between two tires. And
A shirtless man in jeans.
Yeah.
There's this one character who just pictured two very big tires and a platform like on the lower part of the tires where he's standing on.
Kind of like those hoverboards that the kids have nowadays. But the tires are like tractor tires as tall as him.
Yeah.
And his fists are thrust into the middle of the tires. And he is the Axel, and his name is Axel.
Yeah. Which is, appropriate.
And on his shoulders, he's got rocket launchers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. I couldn't remember his weapons.
Yeah.
He's got, like, the four, the four tubes on a rocket launcher, on bazookas.
The commando squares?
Yeah, exactly,
He's on the box, isn't he?
He's not.
Sweet Tooth is on the box.
He's not even in Twisted Metal 1.
Oh, yeah.
Only in Twisted Metal 3 or something like that. Okay. We're not even going to talk about him today, but he's hilarious. So I thought.
I have no idea. Now that Pete mentions it, I actually have no idea which one I played. I know I played Black because I remember it being called Twisted Metal Black.
Yeah.
And my cousin had it.
Yeah.
I played any combination of the first three, but I don't know which or when. Right. I never owned them, but a lot of people did, I suppose.
I think I played a PSP remake or maybe it was just its own game, but it I had a ton of fun with these.
Twisted Metal Mobile.
Yeah.
Or something.
With some of the ridiculous characters, you would think that it would be like a predominantly Japanese game, but it was mostly popular in Americas.
It was, I think David Jaffe worked on it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
He's the guy who created God of War.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can tell you the studio.
Warboys Canon. We don't know if that's true. But
yeah.
I'm like 99% that's true.
Okay.
The studio that started, it was 1995 when this game came out, by the way, so. A long time ago. We were 4 years old, all of us.
Yeah.
24 years ago.
Yep. Game developed, it was developed by Single Track and also Sony Entertainment.
Yeah, it's a PlayStation games. PS1. Right. And I know Twisted Metal Black's on PS2 and the OG's on PS1. Because I used to have the OG.
So it was probably just published by Sony, right?
It's published by, it says developed and published by both.
Okay.
Whenever
okay.
I looked cool. it up. So it was a joint effort, I guess.
It was the 90s. Who knows what was going on with video games back then?
Yeah, it was probably a team of three guys in a basement with a bunch of ramen noodles.
And yeah, exactly.
The good old days before we had all this DLC and season passes and microtransactions, when it was just four weirdos making Doom.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it came out on PS1, but also on PC, but only in Japan.
What?
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
Japan did the PC version. But it also is...
Does it have like a wacky... Because I know that Fast and the Furious in Japan is called Wild Speed. Does Twisted Metal have a similarly ridiculous different title?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I had a fun fact where they had multiple takes at naming the game.
Oh, okay.
The original name for Twisted Metal was High Octane. That's the first name. They're like, nah, not good.
Boring.
Second name.
Too generic.
Second name, they went with Urban Assault.
Okay, just, not really reflective of the game's nature, though.
That sounds like petty crime.
Yeah.
So the third one, I think they really nailed it here, is Cars and Rockets.
Okay, well, that's... See, that one does really reflect the nature of the game. Yes. So that's the kind of... You know, they overcorrected, maybe. You know, Urban Assault, it doesn't really tell people what the game is. Well, then what is the game? Cars and Rockets.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's okay. It.
Yeah.
And then they came off their bender, and they were like, oh, no, we can't call it that.
It's just like Mortal Kombat, where it's like,
Ethan, the way,
Rockets with a K. Yeah, yeah.
The way you knocked that up, it sounds like you knew where I was going already. But no, Cars and Rockets, man. Yeah. And eventually, they just settled on Twisted Metal. It was mostly popular in the States and UK.
Okay.
More so in the States, and not so much in Japan. But you'd think it would be more popular, but I guess we're just more into our guns and cars around here.
Yeah, I mean, guns and cars is pretty American, honestly. Yeah.
None of the cars look fuckable, so that's probably why it wasn't popular in Japan. Right. It's like, I would let a Gundam sit on my face.
Yeah, was there any, like... So, like, all the cars have personalities, obviously, and they, like... I suppose they had drivers as well?
They have, like, themed drivers, as far as I know. Like, that's the one you choose. Like, Mr. Grimm is the motorcycle guy, and Sweet Tooth is... The guy you choose, and he has the ice cream truck.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, and I don't know if you know this, Jamie, but are there any female characters in Twisted Metal?
We are going to go over every single character in Twisted Metal 1.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Starting with Jebediah.
But
in his horse-drawn wagon.
Yeah, the Amish character was OP.
Yeah, Twisted Wood.
You should see a doctor if you have that.
That's probably just going to be the artwork right there.
Yeah.
Just like a horse and buggy.
Yep. So it's actually, I don't know if this is true. I was trying to look this up everywhere, but I couldn't find a confirmation. Twisted Metal is Sony's longest running franchise.
Really? Oh, Dollface was a girl.
Sure.
Yeah.
That one's not in this episode. I don't know her, but
no. Okay. No. Yeah.
Peter, get your facts straight, dude.
Sorry.
No, I'm going to be focusing on Twisted Metal 1.
Yeah.
Because there are a bunch. It gets crazy off the rails. All the characters even become redesigned between... It's not linear. It's not linear at all. So I just decided, let's focus on Twisted Metal 1 and keep it simple.
It's funny that it gets off the rails considering the name of the development studio.
One of the main bad guys, Calypso, his car of choice used to be... A train that didn't need rails and shot fire out the top. And
hell
stuff like
yeah.
That.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's metal as fuck.
Yeah.
So it went off the rails.
Is that the Spanish train from the Krista Berg song?
That's a good one. And then the devil pulled an ace from his sleeve, and then God almost lost all the souls.
Yep.
He loses all the time.
And the trains ran on time or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In some sort of fantasy world. Japan. Where the trains are on
Kingdom of Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it said that it was the longest running franchise. The first one was 1995. The last one that came out was PS3, and it was also named just Twisted Metal.
Yeah, I remember
2012,
I remember selling that one when I worked at EB Games. Right. I remember when it came in.
Okay.
So 17 years old then. They haven't retired the series, but they've also said they're not going to make a game for PS4. PS5 is coming soon, so maybe.
PS5 launch title.
Twisted Metal. Yeah. Honestly, I don't know if I've said it on episode, but I would love a Battle Royale Twisted Metal. And you just put some achievements on there, some sort of progression. I'd play it.
Jamie will go fucking nuts for that.
I would play it.
Yeah. Anytime you're like flying in World of Warcraft Classic, you just like pop off a couple games of Twisted Metal.
Yeah. For my own personal logs, if I ever listen to this in my future times... this is
my World future time.
World of Warcraft has come out it's like just over a month now, and I'm almost 60. I've run Molten Core, and I have 13 days played.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Christ, dude.
Yeah.
Christ.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's a lot of time. But I can regret that later, and now that's out there. Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with it, though, I think.
Take that, future times, Jamie.
Yeah.
No, I'm honestly having a blast. I was super, super guilty.
You can look back on this episode. When you're too tired to stand, you'll know why.
Yeah. when you're 29.
Fun fact, the first name for World of Warcraft was Sit and Decay.
And they said a little too on the nose.
Exactly. So yeah, let's start with the lore. Before we get into any of the characters of Twisted Metal 1, we'll start with an important character and how it gets started. So it all starts with a man named William Sparks. And he's a super normal guy. He used to be a mechanic, and he's starting a family.
Hey, Sparky. Exactly. You fix my car? Nice wife.
Exactly.
Yeah. That was his friend talking to him.
Yeah, I figured.
And his
Good job getting her pregnant and raising happy children.
Yeah.
Look at you, breeding.
I'm so glad no tragedy will befall you.
You guys are getting a good intuition for these types of things. I can't remember,
I think this guy's Sweet Tooth.
I'm not going to say, but I don't think you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
As somebody who knows the content, Jamie, that's pretty much saying.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're
William,
not right. I won't say you're wrong, but you're definitely not right.
Sparky. Billy Sparks. Yeah. Billy Sparks. He's a happy family man.
Yeah. So, like you said, he's got his wife pregnant. They have their first kid in 1978. So this is before the 1995 game.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Loreboy's canon. Yeah. The '70s came before the '90s.
Yeah. Yep. Loreboy's canon numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers.
Thank you.
They are what they say they are.
You're welcome for that.
Yeah.
So he has a kid named Krista Sparks, and this character's main motivations for a lot of things will be his daughter.
Okay.
So that's
Krista.
She's the MacGuffin
from Fern. Okay. From Fern Gully.
Maybe I don't know Fern Gully is
from Fern MacGuffin.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
McGully.
McGulliff.
So, time passes.
Okay.
All right.
Great segue.
Checks out.
Yeah.
Also, lower voice canon.
Yeah.
Time passes.
Yeah. We're all getting older.
Sometime between 1978 and 1993, probably closer to 1978, William Sparks, the man that we're talking about, starts to become depressed.
Aww.
And he has a lot of suicidal thoughts.
Poor Billy.
Yeah.
He's off coke again, or?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, 1978. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, yeah.
Just had his kid, and he's having key parties with the adults.
Yeah. People kept railing his wife.
Yeah.
Made him sad all the time.
So what do you do when you're depressed? You get a job as a stuntman, because then if you die, it's not suicide.
Okay.
You just did your job bad. So he tries his best.
That's fair.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So he like doesn't want to fuck up his life insurance for his daughter. So he's like, I'm going to take out a huge life insurance policy and I'm going to fucking jump off bridges and shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. So he's hoping a stunt would go wrong and end his misery. Never happened, though.
He was too good.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Fuck, I hate being such a good stunt man.
Yeah.
Literally never get hurt.
Yeah. So he never got hurt in his stunts, but in 1993, he went for a drive with his daughter and fell asleep at the wheel, careening directly into a brick wall, killing them both.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
And, that's Twisted Metal, so have a great day.
I'm going to leave you on this note.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then following that, there was like a demolition derby in his honor, and that's what I was having.
Yeah. That would be the most fucked up thing, that someone dies in a car crash, so they have a
demolition
derby
in his honor.
Yeah. Oh, my God. In memoriam.
Yeah.
Now, everyone, please turn off your engines for 1 minute.
So William Sparks, it's not the end of him. He's now in hell.
Why? What'd he do?
Well, he had a daughter that kept trying to kill himself. I don't know if he probably had a few things.
That's not a sin.
Yeah.
In the Twisted Metal universe, heaven does not exist, and we all burn in hell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Maybe because
Boys canon.
His negligence and killing his daughter in his death, or it's not mentioned.
Can you prove that a heaven exists in Twisted Metal?
No.
So, Loreboy's canon, there is no heaven, we all burn in hell.
Okay.
Yikes. Might as well sin while you can, fellas.
Don't waste your time being a stuntman.
Yeah.
Do something way more fun.
You know what I found out the other day? Succumbing to carnal desires is a sin. Can you guys believe that?
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm doing it wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
No more eating human flesh for me.
I had so many carnitas in Mexico. Great. So he's dead. He is in hell. There's this demon called Minion, basically just chasing him around for 2 years and then fucking torturing him.
You're running up to him, giving a little poke in the bum with a pitchfork. Yeah, he's like, no, got me again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every time he wants to stop and wallow in sadness, this is probably pretty good for his depression. You know, it's motivation, honestly.
Yeah. Nobody likes
a lot of exercise. Yeah. Like, yeah, nice weather.
Good ass forking.
Yeah, good ass forking. You know, getting prodded in the ass always cheers me up.
Same.
Fair enough.
Ethan and I went out on Friday.
Yeah.
No Jamie.
So after outrunning his demons, he met Satan himself. He outrun Minion, okay. And he met Satan.
Satan's like, okay, who's this William fellow who keeps outrunning all the demons I send after him? Can somebody send him up to my office, please? I want to talk to this guy.
Like the cut of your jib, kid.
Yeah, yeah, how'd you get so fast?
I love to race. So this part, like, I cracked up in bed looking this up this morning. Okay. After a short conversation, it became clear that the King of Hell was a big fan of Demolition Derby.
He's white trash, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, get him, boys!
The devil just likes to park his RV in a field and watch some cars get fucked up.
Oh, yeah. His second favorite event, the tractor pull.
Yeah. Number three, Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah. He's a big... Yeah, Satan's a big juggalo. That's
of course.
Sure.
Obviously.
Sure,
the clowns will come back later. So, yeah. excuse me.
Jamie, keep it down, please.
Yeah, sorry, guys. So now he's talking to Satan. Satan says, all right, William, you know what? I like you. I'll send you back up to the mortal plane, but on the condition that each year you host a twisted metal tournament in order to collect the souls of the best demolition derby drivers so I can have them down here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So why does he want to go? Why does he want to leave, though?
Calypso? Or sorry, William?
Yeah, William.
Shoot.
Whoops.
You know, if you didn't say shoot, you wouldn't have given it away.
So William does become Calypso when he gets sent back up. But he does want to go back up because he still loves his wife and his daughter. Okay. And he's hoping he can resurrect them as well.
Were they all in the car? I don't remember his wife being there.
No, time just passed. He was in... I guess
he was running from his demons for a long time.
Okay.
It specifically says 2 years, but I guess his wife died because it says he wants to res both of them.
Okay, she's maybe of sadness.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
She was an elf from Lord of the Rings. They can die from being too sad.
Maybe she doesn't serve a purpose in the story, in the narrative, if she's alive, so let's kill her.
That works too.
We're male writers in the 90s. This is fine.
Honestly, she doesn't serve a purpose for the rest of the story. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're male writers in the 90s. This is fine.
He's sad, and he wants them back to not be sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Good enough for me.
Yep. Man needs woman to do thing.
So he tries to resurrect his wife and daughter. Neither work, but he comes back. His face horribly burned from the car accident. And basically, he looks almost like a clown. He has, like, orange hair that's kind of to each part in the middle, to each side.
What a nerd.
About shoulder length.
Okay.
And he has this burnt face.
Yeah.
And
yuckaroni.
Very sinister, the way he speaks. Later on, he kind of takes on, because each game they give him a different resemblance.
Okay.
At one point, he's a bald guy with an asymmetrical face.
So the bald guy is the Calypso that I'm familiar with.
Okay, so most of them are long, black-haired, blue-eyed, like, not ugly-faced.
Edgy.
Oh, yeah.
Calypsos.
Okay.
Kind of like Vex from that game we played, the fighting game. The guy with the book that reads Devil...
Mortal Kombat. Devil May Cry.
Devil May Cry.
Oh, V. V,
yeah.
That is not a fighting game.
It's action...
Spectacle fighter.
Hack and slash, I'd say.
There's a name for it.
Combo based?
Yeah, the action adventure, I think, is the name they use for it. Yeah.
DMC5 is fucking fantastic, though.
Yeah. But he kind of looks like that guy. Just like edgy, long hair,
like
kind of pretty.
Yeah. From My Chemical Romance.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
So the game starts around now. So.
Right now?
Around now. The game goes on. So he has 10 years of these tournaments
before
the first game begins.
Okay.
So all the characters kind of know what the tournament is. It's not like the first time they're coming in.
Yeah.
Okay.
The 11th annual Twisted Metal Demolition Derby is the setting of the first game.
I also love the idea that there's like a... Is there a professional demolition derby circuit? Like, are there professional demolition derby drivers?
I like the surplus of murderous car driving maniacs
that
have been able to fill out 10 demolition derbies.
And I presumably all but the winner dies in every tournament because the devil's trying to collect their souls, and people just keep being like, yeah, I'm up for that.
The drive, though, is that the devil gives Calypso the power to grant any wish the winner desires.
Right, that's true. Oh. Yeah.
So these people are have a vested interest in completing this. But
he can't grant his own wish. Wow.
The thing is, he can grant any wish, and it even says outside of reality. So I don't know if they said, like, okay, I want every particle to repel from itself, and then the world just disintegrates. Yeah, you know? Like,
the universe does. Really.
Yeah, the universe, yeah. But yeah, that's kind of...
I wish there was no strong nuclear force in the universe. It was just like, okay, well, okay. You just changed one of the fundamental properties of the universe.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Devil's got some fucking powers, dude. Yeah, I'm starting to believe that there is no God, and the devil is God, and there's only hell.
You'll see that Calypso is not always looking out for the best interests of the wisher, though. Like, okay. He'll take the words of the wish and monkey's paw it a little bit sometimes. Sometimes classic. If he's for it, he'll just give it to them.
Classic genie move.
But, yeah.
He's just waiting for somebody to wish his wife and daughter back to life.
Oh, yeah. Well, Twisted Metal 6 or whatever, PS5, there it is.
There it is, yeah.
There it is.
I know what I'm wishing for.
Calypso, I want your wife and daughter to be okay again.
Yeah, that's it.
Sweet Tooth.
He's like, but I twisted your wish. And he like gets down on one knee. Will you marry me? And you become his wife?
Oh, yes! That'd be a great...
Yeah. The iconic clown, we're not going to talk about him just yet, but his name's Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
And you guys already brought him up. He actually becomes the leader of the tournaments in like 4, I think, Twisted Metal 4.
Okay.
And Calypso becomes a driver for one of them.
Huh.
So there's more story there. I didn't get into it because it gets really convoluted past 1 and 2.
Okay.
But Twisted Metal Black's all about this character called Black, and it's a creature made from hell that has the power to destroy the universe.
Cool.
Okay. And that's what Twisted Metal Black is. I watched a 1995 clip of him, and he looks like a...
Wait, 1995? It couldn't have been 95.
But... Not on the PS2.
So on the PS1, uh-huh. Black was introduced.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Black was introduced in a clip, and we'll find out why later, okay, but then cool. Comes back later for the PS2. Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Let's get to it.
Yeah. All right, so Twisted Metal 1. The game story starts on Christmas Eve 2005.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
The most hellish day of the year.
I should have saved this for Christmas.
This is a Christmas episode.
During the 10th annual running of the Twisted Metal, taking place in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. They'd eat that up.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweep away some of the homeless people.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's just that I've seen Escape from LA. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
Predator 2.
Mm-hmm. You as the player character, whoever you decide to play as, this is your story. 6 months before the start of the first game, so sometime in the summer before, I guess, between midnight and morning, so in the middle of the night, your computer signals an incoming mail on the United Internet System. I guess in 1995, that's what they
called it. I'm sure the name was still in debate in 1995, you know? Yeah. World Wide Web hadn't taken over.
The United Internet System. You get an email. And
UIS.google.com.
And you see the name of the sender, Calypso. And you, being a demolition derby driver...
Derbiest?
Yeah.
Yeah, derbier.
Derbier?
Yep.
Debutante.
A demolition debutante?
Yeah.
I like that. You saw the name of the sender, Calypso. Your eyes glaze over the visions of your greatest fantasy. Your ultimate desire... Then when you read the message, you knew the dream was within your grasp. You get a simple message flashing in red. Will you drive? And that's how it starts.
And vroom, vroom.
And you click yes?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. They didn't mention
it. Then I guess you grab your keys. You, make sure the oven's off and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like when you go on vacation, you got to get you gotta clean a bit.
Yeah.
And you obviously do not, take your wallet, phone, and keys. It's just wallet and keys at this point because it's 1995.
Yeah.
Calypso, coming from hell, he's most comfortable underground, so he lives in the sewers of L.A.
Okay. Sure. He's like,
the closest thing to hell you can get on Earth.
Yeah. L.A.'s sewers.
Yep, the contest takes place all around the Los Angeles area and calls upon vehicles of every kind.
Uh-huh.
There's a semi-truck as well, isn't there?
There is, yep. Yeah. We'll cover all the vehicles.
Okay, right.
You can stop guessing now, Peter. What are you talking about?
The one driver still alive at the end of the night, because it's a one-night thing, like I said.
Okay.
They will get their ultimate
get a wish.
Yeah. You asked earlier, so I figured we'd just give it to you, because that's why.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Your special invitation gives you the chance to do battle, and it'll test you on a lot of ways, right? This is where the Grim Reaper lurks around every corner waiting to strike. Like, literally, the Grim Reaper's in this game.
He's okay. It's Mr. Grim, right?
Yeah, he drives a motorcycle.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And welcome to the big time. Welcome to Twisted Metal. And then you're in.
Twisted Metal time, baby.
Yep. Vroom, so, vroom. The next part, I'm going to go over...
That's my motto.
Every single one of the drivers, their car, their weapon, their license plate, because they all have a fun license plate, and also their ending if you win the game as them.
Okay. What they wish for.
Yeah. What they wish for and their interaction with Calypso. To set the scene, every single ending, you roll up into Calypso's hideout, and there's, like, it's an actual, like, video. Like, it's actors and everything. It's
it's live action?
It's live action?
Yeah. That's amazing.
No fucking way.
Like the old school Command & Conquer?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's fantastic. And so there's Calypso sitting there on his throne, and, like, eight women in bikinis.
Hell
and
yeah.
Then a bunch of guys with guns, like, behind them. And then...
Are they protecting the women?
I don't know. You get there, and then Calypso says, like, what do you want? And the driver's always in their car, and then has voice lines with Calypso.
Okay.
Whatever it is, someone who's a black person or not a white person, they tend to go a little heavy on...
They lean into stereotypes.
They lean into... Okay, yeah. 1995.
They are full racist, is what you're saying.
Have you guys ever played the first Deus Ex and heard some of the what are clearly like an intern taken in? It's just like, hey man, can you do a Chinese voice?
No way.
Oh,
for the Hong Kong level? And it's just like, oh, I don't know, I really gotta do these unpaid reports because I'm an intern. Yeah. It's like, yeah, what are we just need you in the booth for like 4 minutes? Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Excuse me, guys.
Keep it down, please.
Sorry. I called off my birthday party yesterday to play World of Warcraft and be sick at home.
Mm-hmm. You're fucking sick, dude.
Yeah. Bro. You know who else is sick? Sweet Tooth.
Yeah.
Sweet Tooth is sick as fuck. And that's our first driver we'll talk about. He drives an ice cream truck, right? Ice cream truck.
Yeah.
He's an insane driver. He drives, he's a clown. If you ever hear his voice lines or see him in any cutscenes, he's completely unpredictable. He's just insane.
Yeah. I did think that he was the bad guy, but you said he was the bad guy in one of them?
In one of them, yeah.
So I'm sure that's one of the ones that I played.
I think it was four.
He's okay, a crazy clown character. Yep. What an original idea.
Yep. That's never been done before.
No.
Yep.
Why didn't anyone think of it?
What Joker didn't think of it?
Yeah.
His truck, it's an ice cream truck. It's super boxy. It drives like a bathtub on wheels. says in-game, that's what it says, yeah. This baby's powerful. Watch out for its napalm ice cream cones. So he throws ice cream cones that blow up like bombs.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Why not?
Find me the most thematically consistent murderers in L.A.
Yeah.
So Sweet, all the characters have an actual name. And their car/persona name is the one that I say at the beginning. Like, Sweet Tooth is their car/persona.
Oh. Okay.
But his name is Needles Kane.
Oh, I knew that. Yeah, that sounds, yeah.
That's also a crazy name, though.
Needles Kane, yeah.
That could be the name of a driver in the Twisted Metal tournament.
Yeah. He's an escaped mental patient. Mm. Yeah, it's starting to line up a little bit here with some other characters.
That's it.
Yeah.
All crazy people are deranged.
What if we had a crazy... clown character.
Oh, but where would he come from, though?
An asylum.
God damn it, Peter, you've done it again.
Ship it. Now let's come up with a name. Cars and Rockets?
Cars and Rockets.
Yeah. Bob Kane? Nah, Needles Kane.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a deep cut for those Batman people out there.
So, yeah, he entered Twisted Metal in hopes of gaining one prize that means more to him than anything else in the world. His best friend.
Sorbet.
So this is his motivations, but then his actual cutscene at the end, like, didn't fulfill this for me.
It's
but,
just, like, super off, yeah.
Yeah. His license plate, by the way, is Ice Cream, I-S-K-R-E-E-M.
Yeah, sick.
So, got you, right? Yeah.
For ice cream.
So there's he rolls up. In
yeah,
his,
spelled correctly was taken already. He was like, fuck. Yeah, my one wish is to have a better license plate.
Yeah.
All of them? You could say that for all of them. They all spell them in, like, dumbass ways. Okay. Like, you could just write the thing.
Well, so maybe is the idea that canonically they're not vanity plates, but they're just, like, the plates that were given to them.
Maybe.
The government's been watching them.
It was like, the government does play a part in this later. We have two drivers who are on contesting sides of the government.
The Cold War. Okay. We got a Russian agent, a Russian sleeper cell, and
people are trying to expose something, and that there's a guy who's trying to expose something, and another guy who's trying to cover stuff up.
Okay.
Okay.
For the
well, get into it, Jamie.
Yeah, I'm trying to
stop letting Ethan yeah. and I run, get you on the rail,
getting
off the
you
one
off,
rail,
off the one rail. Yeah, yeah. Like Calypso's train.
So Needles Kane, this is the part where I talk about the cutscene. If you win, is him. So okay. Play through the whole game. You roll up in your ice cream truck, and Calypso's sitting on his throne. There's the babes in bikinis.
Hell yeah, babes.
And
if only to be a 90s supervillain.
Yeah, right?
And he's like, so what do you want? You can have anything in the world. And there's this large lead up. He's like, do you want money? Do you want women? And Sweet Tooth
said, maybe dudes with guns? I don't know anybody's taste. I got it all here.
Yeah. And Sweet Tooth asks, he's like, no, I want that. And then they give him a paper bag. And then he gets it and he starts cackling like just madly. It's like, I finally got it. And it's just a paper bag. There's nothing in it. They don't even open it up.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I guess that's to show that he's truly crazy. He did it all for nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did all the killing and murdering for nothing.
Yeah. And then Sweet Tooth opens fire on Calypso.
Naturally.
Because they're still, like, they all drive up parked, like, in a drive-in. Yeah. They're not, like, talking to them kind of thing, yeah. right? Like, face-to-face.
Yeah.
So then he just, like, opens up fire. All of a sudden, there's a girl next to him in the car saying, no, don't do it. And then it has a gun to his head.
Okay.
And then Calypso starts laughing and says, I've got you, kind of thing. And that's the end of it.
Okay. Okay. That's, yeah, that's a little...
I didn't know what I watched. I rewatched it like 3 times to be like, did I miss something?
Yeah, yeah. What is going on? What is going on here?
He's crazy.
He's crazy, and I guess he's just supposed to be crazy.
Yeah, that's his shtick. Yeah. Every clown's got one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a mime. You could be a funny clown. You could be a sad clown.
The woman steals his ice cream truck, too.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
But then I checked the next one. I checked the next game, and he has his ice cream truck back.
Maybe she's the clown now.
Hey.
Can't tell under all that makeup.
Lore Boys Canon.
Lore Boys Canon. Yep. Twisted Metal 2. Needles is girl.
Yep.
That was a subtitle. It makes so much sense now. Yeah.
Next up is Yellow Jacket.
Okay.
Is he a cab driver?
He is a cab driver.
Fuck yeah, I remember that.
A New York cab driver.
Yeah.
And
he just wants to stop Dustin Hoffman from saying that he's walking here.
Yeah.
Kill Dustin Hoffman, Calypso.
Yeah.
As far as like in-game goes, like if you're thinking of Mario Kart, he'd be like the Mario. He's like the well-rounded.
Okay.
I thought he was an Italian stereotype.
No.
Well,
as
a cab driver, probably.
Yeah.
He's a white man that...
Italians can be white, Jamie, are generally considered white.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just trying to...
Not to make it a big race thing, but I don't know why you're so insistent on Italians being different colors.
I'm not trying to fight you. I'm not trying to fight you here.
Neapolitan flavored.
I was just people. About to say that, Jimmy!
Oh, yeah!
good.
Fuck. All right. So his name's Charlie Kane.
Okay.
Charlie Kane.
Needles Kane. Charlie Kane.
Are they related?
Holy shit!
Did Jamie just notice that?
Yeah.
I love
Holy
this.
Shit. Yeah, maybe they're related.
Maybe not. Maybe they just ran out of last
Wait
names.
A second. The Grim Reaper Kane? Is this everybody the same family?
No, it's just there's 14 characters and everybody knows there's only 13 last names.
Yeah.
So like, what do we do for the 14th? It's 1995. More last names haven't been invented yet.
So, yeah, he's a cab driver. He's old and lonely. He entered the contest, to learn what happened to his son, a young man who disappeared 20 years ago.
He went to an insane asylum.
Oh!
You know what, guys?
It's his dad.
You just all pieced it together for me because in the ending cutscene, they say, you killed your son to get here.
Oh.
And I was
his
like,
son is Sweet Tooth.
Yeah. I was like, when did he kill his son?
We did it.
All right.
I'm not completely useless.
No, yeah, you did it. You did it. His license plate is DRTOLMN for Dirty Old Man.
Nice.
Okay.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah. And, so he kills his own son, Sweet Tooth, to get to the end.
Mm-hmm.
He said,
with confidence.
Yeah.
With the confidence of a man who's done his research.
Dude, I work in project management at work. I make a living off of speaking confidently on somebody else's
words. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, and after all, he kills his son. He gets to the end. He has a wish. What does he wish for? He wanted his son back originally.
Yeah.
And now he just says, like, I just want to drive one more time. I'm old. I don't have much time left. I just want to go around the ring another time.
Okay. So, like, in the course of the tournament, let's assume that he recognized that it was his son, saw the deranged killer that he'd become, knew he had to put him down, and knew he couldn't wish for him back anymore.
Right.
Because his son is not the same person.
That's kind of what I was thinking, too. Yeah.
Yeah, when you did all this research.
Yeah.
I figured out that they were related.
Yeah.
Totally.
So now he presumably wants to die because he sees that he's killed his son and is like...
He wants to continue living. He wants to go around one more time.
Just one more time, though. If it was, I want to continue living, I want to drive hundreds more times.
Yeah.
Well, then Calypso gives him something that he didn't want then, because one of the bikini babes brings this big red flask up to him, like this like comically big vial of red liquid, and he drinks it.
Just to make this, like, this actor getting paid, like, $200 for this role to just, like, chug a gallon of fucking red, like, red-dyed water.
It's
like,
it's good.
So he drinks so syrupy. It. He starts screaming. Ah! Like, and then Calypso says, I've granted you your wish. And he comes onto the screen. Charlie Kane, mm-hmm. comes onto the screen, and he has, like, dark-rimmed eyes, and he starts cackling, like, yeah, I'm going in again. So what it looked like is he's now going to live forever, and he's undead.
Oh. And
he's, like, in the tournament kind of thing.
He's imprisoned in the tournament sort of thing?
Yeah.
Calypso seems to like to keep people in the tournament.
Okay.
Yeah. Fair. I mean, wish or not, there's a high probability of death. So, you know,
yeah.
What would you wish for? I wish not to die.
Yeah.
It's also cheaper, yeah. You don't have to spend all that money on ad campaigns to get
more people.
On red blinking emails saying you will drive.
Yeah, no. It's expensive.
Yeah, sending an email wasn't free in 1995.
Yeah, emails on the United Internet Service were very expensive.
Buy all those e-stamps.
Yeah. UIS. Yeah.
Hundreds of bytes.
Yeah. That's Yellow Jacket. He wants his son back, kills his son, and lives forever.
Nobody's got, like, healthy kids in this series?
Not so far.
Dead daughter, dead son?
Not so far. Darkseid is up next, and he is the semi-truck, the big black semi-truck.
Yeah, I remember that guy as well. Controlled like shit.
Yeah.
Complete shit.
Okay. A massive black semi-truck with awesome power, but slow acceleration and control. His weapon is something called the Death Blast.
Hell yeah.
And so he's kind of demonic. He has a thin beam of white hot fire stolen from the depths of hell.
Cool. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's
what am I going to do with this?
Yeah, that's it.
Straps it to a truck.
Yeah. It's a big truck that can't move very quickly side to side, too. So if you're in front of it, like, you're in trouble kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah. The driver is named Mr. Ash.
Okay.
And he kind of reminds me of G-Man a bit from Half-Life.
Half-Life. Yeah.
Like, he's all in a suit. He's kind of, like, cleanly dressed, but...
Very not truck driver.
Not... Yeah, there's something off about him.
Yeah. Okay. No pep pills to be found.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they describe him as a ravenous creature who wants to get back what is rightfully his, and he wants Calypso to give back Black. So, that creature we talked about earlier.
Oh!
That creature that is part of a metal...
Twisted Metal Black.
Twisted Metal Black, yeah. That's the main...
villain.
The villain or the thing that they're using in Twisted Metal Black.
Is that the MacGuffin in that one?
I think so. I didn't look into that
monster?
One.
Okay.
But they kind of set it up here, and then they really expanded on the idea on Twisted Metal Black.
Cool.
So his license plate is STNSPWN, so Satan Spawn.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to try and guess.
So this guy's literally a demon from hell. This is the guy who is prodding butts.
Yeah, he's like, he's literally from hell.
He's butt prodder.
He's against... So yeah, that's Minion. Minion, who used to chase him around...
Will Sparks.
Calypso around. Yeah, exactly. Was the previous organizer for Twisted Metal.
Okay.
Okay.
We don't have any information on his, like, bout, but we know that he used to do that.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Back when it was horse-drawn wagons.
So that's a very good theory.
Yeah, for the buggies.
Yeah.
It's a good theory that Mr. Ash would be Minion, who's also I think Minion's a boss in the first one. So
okay, so maybe not.
Mr. Ash would have to not be available for that one. If
yeah.
Killed himself in the past.
Yeah. So, yeah, he asks in the end scene, he rolls up, there's all the women, the guys with the guns, the whole thing, and he's just there, and he asks for the creature back. He's not in his car, too. I guess maybe because it's harder to film...
Get the truck in there, yeah.
He's just, like, in a weird spotlight and looking across at Calypso, and he says, I want my creation back. So okay. It was him who created Black.
Created
Okay,
Black.
Interesting, cool.
And he says, I gave Black, why don't you come home? I gave you more power than I've gave any of my creations, and you left me. You left me. I want you back. And
love you, Black.
Yeah.
Black, I miss you.
Baby, I want you, Black. Yeah,
so this guy has an estranged relationship with his son as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. He's a monster.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like deadbeat dad game.
Yeah.
Calypso... For whatever reason, like, he kind of denies other wishes, but this one he had to grant. I don't know if it's because, like, Mr. Ash has, like, equal demon powers or something like that.
Yeah. There's also, like, there's no real way to punish him. It's just like, yo, I want my demon spawn back.
I want my hell beast, please.
Yeah, I want my hell beast back. Give it back so I can wreak havoc with it. And it's just like, why would the devil be like, ooh, look at that. Oh, no, he accidentally cured cancer.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, so he asks for him back, and he leaves with Mr. Ash, and Calypso screams, no! Like, Calypso's really upset about this. It was part of his plan to use Black, which maybe if we do another Twisted Metal episode, which I can't imagine doing, but if we do...
We'll see.
Maybe we'll get to why. Maybe I'll do Twisted Metal Black one day. Honestly, I had a lot of fun looking it up.
So. That's it. Numbers keep going up, so...
Yeah. Yeah, so he leaves, and... Mr. Ash says, come back to the fires of hell need fuel. So it's a power source, I think Black is.
Okay. Is it like an oil monster?
Maybe.
Oh, that would be a good little metaphor in the world of cars and guns.
Yeah.
It's
because everybody knows that you need oil for guns.
Yeah. It's a combination oil/gunpowder.
Mix
gunpowder in your oil. And
it makes your bullets much faster.
Yeah, exactly.
Up next, we have Outlaw, and he is a police car.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah.
He's gone rogue, damn it.
Yep.
Plays by his own rules?
Yeah, he's... the reason that he's there, he's a sturdy, dependable police car. Let me get through that first. He's a car with close-range taser, so, like, if you got into, like, a three-car wreck, you could pop your ability, and it's a chain stun, basically.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then... You can get out of situations really easily. So you're kind of encouraged.
Yeah, you sure can. He's a cop.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Away with murder, honestly.
Yep. His name's Sergeant Carl Roberts.
Okay.
He's a sergeant.
Sergeant Carl Kane.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it!
Just looking for his brother who disappeared 20 years ago.
His brother, the cab driver,
yeah.
who disappeared looking for his son.
So he's a good cop and a world gone mad. He entered the contest in hopes of winning it to wish that it never happened again.
Okay. It's like a really high concentration of criminals. He's just like, woof.
Yeah.
That's also, good.
They're also driving on like LA streets and stuff like that and like shooting guns and rockets at each other. Yeah, so fair. Yeah.
If you can't beat him, join him.
Yeah.
I guess
he's undercover.
I guess I'll let you guess his license plate this time. It's DOWNTS.
DOWNTS. Down
with
the sickness. Ooh, ah, ah, ah.
It's a one word thing.
Downtowns.
Donuts.
Oh. Oh.
The W fucked me up.
Yeah.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Wait, is when you say W, do you mean a W or are you describing two U's?
No, it's a
Yeah.
So I'd be really burying the lead.
Oh man! No, it's spelled Downt.
So, okay,
Downt.
Yeah. So yeah, he asks. So the ending, he rolls up, and he's in his car, and he's like overacting, cop. Like, you gotta end this thing. It's gone on for way too long.
He's like, if I just keep acting loud enough, they won't make me drink a gallon and a half of red stuff.
So Calypso says, all right, you want the competition to end? I'll grant your wish.
I bet he does.
He snaps his fingers and he has the Dr. Sergeant Carl.
Dr. Sergeant Carl.
It's Carl Roberts.
There, you got your episode title right there.
Dr. Sergeant Carr.
I'm wheezing. All right. So he, Calypso snaps his fingers, says yes. The competition's over. And then Dr. Carl, he rolls out. And when the garage door opens, the whole world is over, too. It's just complete darkness out there.
Got him.
And then Calypso starts cackling, and Carl's like, no!
No!
But my kids.
And then the devil's like, what the fuck, dude? Yeah. I was harvesting souls from there. Yep. You know how many people went to heaven?
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist?
Honestly, from watching these, I got a lot of cool, like, nerd chills of being like, okay, I remember getting to the end of games and getting a specific cutscene for a character. They all didn't make sense together, but you earned it by beating a whole game kind of thing, right? So
they don't make games like they used to.
No.
Nope.
No. That's why I'm playing 2004 World of Warcraft.
Exactly.
Yeah. So the next car is Thumper.
Okay.
Oh, is this the loader?
No, this one is...
He's a rabbit.
I can give you an exact car model, actually, for this one.
Okay.
A 1963 Chevy Impala. So that's a purple lowrider.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. This car is tough and big, able to escape the toughest of neighborhoods. Equipped with a flamethrower, it has one of the strongest specials in any of the games. So
okay, cool. Okay.
You can stack a couple people up and then pop your flamethrower. It, like... The one that I remember playing, like, you would have your front, back, and sides would have, like, different kind of percentages for HP bars kind of thing.
Oh, it's like Mech Warrior.
Yeah, and you would burn, like, that thing would just burn through everything. So you just have to knock them once and they'd explode.
Oh, yeah. Sick. Yeah. Okay, wow. Cool.
Yeah. So his name's Bruce Cochrane, and he's a passionate kid from the streets of L.A. He's got one last shot at taking his neighborhood out of the war zone. So he's trying to stop gang violence, basically.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's good for
him. Pretty wholesome.
Yeah.
Is the ironic thing, it's just like, I'll take your neighborhood out of the out of gangland, and then it just launches it into space, and everybody freezes to death.
So the earth opens up, and just, like, they collapse into hell.
His license plate is DRYVBY.
Wait, DRYVBY?
Yeah.
Drive,
baby.
Baby.
Drive by. Like the shootings.
Ah. Yeah. He's a gangsta.
Yeah.
Well, he's against gang violence, though.
He's one of the guys that I watched the acting and I was like, it didn't need to really be like that.
Okay.
So at the ending, Bruce pulls up in his lowrider. He gets out and he aims a shotgun at Calypso's head.
Okay.
And he's like, give me my girlfriend back. Because so his two things is there's a rival
gang. What happened to the gang violence?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to say, yeah. Okay. There's a rival gang who took his girlfriend.
Okay.
So he's trying to stop the rival gang and also get his girlfriend back.
Yeah.
So a very pretty young lady runs over to him and Calypso says, don't worry, have your girlfriend. And on top of that, I've got the gang leader. And the gang leader's all tied up in a chair.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So this is his wish, and Calypso's totally fine with blowing a guy's head off, so he's just like, yeah, go for it, man. So he walks up with a shotgun, like, kind of quivering hand, and the other gang leader, who's white, says, no, don't do it. And Bruce, who is black, says, I don't know why I need to say that, but just so you know, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we know.
I had put it together.
Yeah.
You were dropping all the very subtle 90s hints.
Yeah.
The white guy survives. He doesn't shoot the white guy.
Cracker, I believe they're referred to as.
No hard R. Cracker.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah. But after...
Cracker.
Afterwards, after he leaves and he spares his life, he says, like, don't come around me or my family ever again. Clips is like, well, that was boring. And then just kills the guy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But he's a white guy, so he can kill the other white guy.
Yeah, good.
That's fair.
Yeah. So up next, we have Crimson Fury.
Red car,
female.
Oh,
black lady, female. Lady oh. car.
Yeah. It's a 1993 Lamborghini Diablo.
Sick.
If you guys know kind of what that is,
I had a toy of that when I was growing up, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually do know what that looks like.
Our mutual friend, Bobby Olivera, she always wanted one of those, and he wanted it to be in burnt orange or something.
Probably.
He had a word for it. It wasn't orange. It was like...
Burnt sienna.
Something like that. Yeah, exactly. So, it's sharp and super fast. The sports car can outrun... It's the fastest car in the game.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Fast card in the game. It just has like machine gun turrets on the front.
Okay, nice. Cool.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Oh no, this isn't the woman. I thought this was the woman. This is Agent Stone. Sorry, this is the government man.
Okay, one of the two government men.
Yeah, this is the first government man. So Crimson Fury, government man, and he was hired by an underground freedom organization, and he wants to use his prize to claim an object that could liberate the world.
Hell yeah.
Okay, cool.
So he's the guy who wants to, like, get the information out. Kind
yeah.
of thing.
Okay. It's this character's name is Edward Snowden.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's Stone. It's not. It's an S name, at least.
Yeah. Okay. There's one letter the same.
Yep. Same name. Julian Assange.
And Stone share a lot of... Snow and Stones share... They're both,
it's
like...
It's even Snowden. So there's also an N.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, I don't need to explain
so
why
I was
those
right.
are similar. the ending is... Okay, his license plate also is TRSTNO1. So trust
no one.
Trust no one,
yeah. That's easy.
The object at
Not
the end
yourself.
That he's looking for is like this box.
Okay.
And it looks like a black box from an airplane.
Okay.
And they press play on it kind of thing. And there starts to be like people saying like, what? What's that? Oh my God. What is that thing? And it's like, then you hear like the sounds of lasers and stuff, and then people saying it's a flying saucer. So there's aliens, and this guy's going to show it.
Oh, nice.
Just Alex
nice.
Jones?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep.
He just wants the sheeple to wake
yeah.
up.
Yeah, Alex Stone. Crimson Fury.
I literally watched an episode of Ancient Aliens before coming here.
Nice.
Oh, no.
My girlfriend and I watched it and laughed the whole time.
The shows are so fucking stupid. Yeah. I love it. It's just like, scientists are still divided on how they built the pyramid.
Yeah.
We think it was aliens, though.
Yeah. I like how you've just been like flopping the dog around and she's dead to the world.
Yeah,
this
she's
whole
just
time.
So sleepy.
Yeah. So yeah, that's him. He wants to. His end goal is to show
the
aliens.
If he wants. He wants to see those alien cheeks clap.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
In 1995, woke as fuck, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah. Next up is Pit Viper.
Is that the lady?
This is another guy. This is the other military guy.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Crimson Fury and Pit Viper.
Yeah. So he's a vehicle.
But people aren't ready to know, damn it.
No.
Yeah, he wants to keep the aliens hidden.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to keep them alien cheeks for himself.
Yeah.
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 He's in Area 51 already.
He's seen them clap.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
His special...
The world isn't ready.
His special ability is to not hire minorities and to build walls.
Okay. Just build a wall in the middle of the map.
Yeah.
It's very ineffective.
Yeah, exactly. Very slow. Ruins the entire fucking game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he's a dune buggy.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. Shit. I got it wrong again. I'm sorry. I'm confusing everyone.
You're all fucked up, James.
No, because I...
What are you, sick?
Warthog. Let me just skip it. It's Warthog is the one we're talking about.
That
and then
makes
I'll come
more
back
sense.
To Pit Viper.
Pit Viper is the girl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right.
It's a lady name. Ladies are snakes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You can't trust them. They don't have legs.
We're male writers in the 90s, and this is fine.
Yeah. My girlfriend doesn't have legs. Snakes don't have legs.
Ipso facto.
Boom.
Ipso
ladies are snakes.
Lady snakes.
Although Cleopatra killing herself with that asp is probably the reason this is persistent.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Also, all snakes are female.
Yeah.
So Warthog. Warthog. We're still talking about the government guy who's...
Yeah.
We'll come back to Pit
Viper. He's the army man.
All snakes are female. All pigs are men.
He's in... he drove a green armored... army jeep.
Okay.
That's
like, that seems like the least creative one here.
Yeah.
Well, he's the least creative guy too.
Mr. Ash put a laser beam from hell on a fucking semi, and this guy's just like, I just showed up in this army truck that had guns on it already.
Yeah.
So it's kind of slow, but it has like really good armor, so it can take a beating.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like this dick.
Just like that. Those alien cheeks.
Yep.
They're faster than light, man. They're not slow.
No, but they can take a beating.
Oh yeah. That too. Warthog has always had strong armor, like I said, and he has access to military-grade homing missiles.
Okay.
So
that's
his whole thing.
That sounds convenient.
Commander Mason is his name.
Oh, what do the numbers mean?
Yeah, what do the numbers mean, Mason?
He's the guy from Black Ops.
Yeah.
Wow, Call of Duty Black Ops is in the Twisted Metal universe?
Yep.
What?
And or ripped off Twisted Metal, of all things?
He's working for the U.S. government, and he's hoping Calypso can help him retrieve an item so powerful it could destroy the world. Which is just a black box talking about aliens. I don't know how it could destroy the world.
This is weird for the Clinton times.
Yeah.
Is it? Was Clinton the president in the 1995?
94, yeah.
I'm not American. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I need to get the Clinton's doomsday device.
Or he might have just been getting elected. I don't know.
So this guy, he's kind of...
Shrugs in Canadian.
Yeah, exactly.
His license plate is U-E-S-U-V-A, which just...
You serve?
U-S of A is what it's going for. Yeah. So he gets to the end. He gets to the end. He drives up. Big military truck. He's in it. There's all the beautiful women. The guys with the guns, Calypso on his throne. Calypso says, "What can I give you?" He says, "I want the black box.
Greenland.
Yeah. I want to
put a wall around it."
It's fucking why?
Yeah.
Great question, Peter.
Yeah, he wants to cover it up. So he wants the black box, and he tells him, like, "I want to destroy this."
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
he's trying to cover it up.
So, and then Calypso... says, like, "Oh, like, why should I give it to you?" He's like, "Well, I won the tournament." And then he starts flexing on him, being like, "I've got the whole U.S. military behind me, and I could get this if I wanted to. I don't even need your permission,"
oh,
kind of thing.
There's
anybody who
can
defeat hell in the U.S.
America.
Calypso kind of, like, motions his arm somewhere, and then a place lights up with a bunch of dead American soldiers. And he's like, "These are your last friends who tried to come through here." Mason just shoves his thing into reverse and just leaves without getting anything.
Well, shit.
David Jaffe, not a fan of the U.S. military, clearly.
"I went to this demon's house and there was dead people there."
Oh, no!
There was babes and guys with guns and a bunch of dead soldiers.
Yeah. So next up, Mr. Grimm. So Mr. Grimm is a character.
What about Pit Viper?
Oh, Pip! I forgot about her. Yeah, she's Pit Viper is a dune buggy, balanced in armor and speed, like lacking in handling, but special attack is a ball of acid compared that can put a lot of heavy damage on a single target.
Okay, okay, cool.
The driver's named Angela Fortin or Forte, if you're from Quebec.
Forte.
Fortin.
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 Yeah.
Madame Fortin.
Tabernac.
She's a woman living a double life. She's competing for...
She's half pit, half viper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women are holes and also snakes.
Spit acid. Yeah. Checks out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep in mind, you can wish for anything, including changing the laws of the universe. She wants $1 million in cash.
Oh, yeah. $1 million. I'm glad they've really fleshed out her motivations.
It's not even a lot of money in the 90s.
No, yeah.
It's like a decent house, a decent car, and then what, like modest savings?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her
license plate is GN4HYR, gun for hire.
Gun for hire.
Oh, she's a mercenary.
She's a merc.
Yep. So the ending is she goes up, and Calypso says, "Oh, of course, all the babes, all the guns, all the stuff." And he says, "Why would you wish for $1 million? You could have anything." And she says, "I didn't want $1 million. I wanted to kill you." And then she just turns on all her guns on the front of her car. And almost all of a sudden, there's like a bunch of gun people all around. Calypso kind of like runs away. And she's focusing on the other gun people. And then right next to her in the car is Calypso with a gun to her head.
Oh, dang.
Oh, he uses demon powers.
Yeah.
Cool. I should have just shot instead of saying I wanted to kill you.
He could have walked, to be honest, because she was too busy just shooting his henchmen. And not because the whole thing he says is you should always remember to keep an eye on your prey. And then I guess
snakes are notoriously narrow-minded.
That is true, yeah.
But her actual thing was to save L.A., and she was taking a much bigger paycheck from the L.A. people.
Oh, okay.
I need to save Los Angeles. I'll need $1 million to do it.
Oh, she was Kurt Russell. I gotcha.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yep. So Mr. Grimm, we've talked about the snakes. Now let's get to the Grim Reaper.
Mm-hmm.
He's a character that is in pretty much all of them.
He's on a motorbike.
Think of that Nicolas Cage movie.
Ghost Rider. It's from a comic book.
Oh, yeah.
It's from a comic book, Jamie.
Yeah, okay. And
that Nicolas Cage movie, Ghost Rider, which I have seen. It's bad.
Yeah,
I've heard it's bad.
It's tremendously bad.
It's also Ghost Rider 2. He pees fire.
No,
didn't see that one.
So, following the original Twisted Metal tournament, Mr. Grimm became the Grim Reaper in 2005. And
okay,
yeah.
So is that his wish?
So
10
yeah.
years from now, I want yeah, a new job.
So I couldn't tell if he was already the Grim Reaper or becoming the Grim Reaper, but...
Well, my last name is Grim. I guess I'll just wish to be the Grim Reaper.
He calls his bike Mr. Grim. So oh. it's a name, I guess.
Okay.
What's his name?
Mr. Grim.
The Grim Reaper.
Oh, okay.
But oh, it's kind of confusing because he is Mr. Grim, but also the Grim Reaper because it's a persona, it, but also...
It's, yeah. It's the classic... the classic tale of which came first, the Grim Reaper or the bike.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And Nicolas Cage came first before both of them.
No, naturally. Yes. Naturally.
So he has a fast, highly maneuverable chopper built to go the distance.
Low armor, though.
Yep. And his special weapon is Death Spawn. So you scare the life out of your enemies when you launch these spirits from the other side. So what I remember...
He shoots ghosts of people?
Yeah, it's like these purple faces skulls that kind of like... go in a straight line but hovering back and forth kind of thing.
Okay.
And but it's really hard to hit someone from any amount of distance, but if you hit someone with it, it like devours them.
Oh yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so it's a skill shot.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
It's a skill shot.
High skill cap care.
He's the Twitch character basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. High speed.
Yeah, he's that highlight reel character.
Yeah.
They say it like the fire guy that I was talking about earlier, let me just pull his
Crimson
name really
Fury.
Quick. No, it was Thumper. It was Thumper. Oh. It was the guy from the hood.
Excuse right, me. Yeah.
Yeah, Thumper.
Thumper, the guy from the hood.
Yeah. Whose power is fire.
Car.
Yeah.
Yeah. He probably, for the beginner, had the best thing because you could just like coat everyone in fire. Mm. But if you're real good, you get to Mr. Grimm and you hit those skill shots from super far away, you could cleave a car in two. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Cool. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. So, Mr. Grimm, his license plate is SOLTAKR.
Soul shit. Taker.
Shit out of luck, Taker.
So when he wins, he asks for Calypso's soul.
Oh, man, fuck.
I'm soul. Here for your soul. And Calypso yells, "No, we made a deal. It's not time. It's not time." And like a child is like flailing in his throat.
Goo goo gaga.
Yeah. All the
One
women...
of the babes pulls out a little pacifier, like sticks it in his mouth.
Calypso's getting fussy.
Yeah, yeah.
All the women kind of flock to him for a moment, but then it kind of fades to black and then fades back in, and he's on the back of Mr. Grimm's like motorcycle, just like facing away and like kicking and flailing.
Oh, like he's actually in one of those like papoose things. Like he's a baby in like the suit.
Yeah. All right, next up.
You gotta say the thing. Sitting in the back, kicking and flailing.
Oh,
say that.
I thought that was clear there. Okay.
It was clear, but
he's gonna splice it.
Like, just, like, it's clear and it's all sound, and then it suddenly cuts off. So redo that line.
And it's just on the back. Kicking and flailing. It's pretty funny.
Like a baby in a papoose.
All right. Next up is Spectre. So this is a
ghost.
Yeah, he's a ghost.
Oh no!
Oh, it's October. This is good that we're starting with a spooky episode.
Yes.
Yep. He's good. A ghost in a Chevrolet Corvette named Spectre. A ride from 1965.
So he's a time traveler.
A Chevy Corvette.
Not yet, but that's a good guess.
I wish I could travel forward in time.
Yeah, he was actually the specter of time. He looms over us all.
He's actually not the time traveler, but there will be one.
Is he the time traveler's wife?
Nice. Charlize Theron?
Hugh Jackman.
He's just a dead guy.
Oh. Oh, so he's just a ghost.
Yeah. Honestly, his story kind of like resonated me with the most out of any of the characters because I felt like there was actually a kind of okay arc to it.
Okay.
He's super quick. He has ghostly homing missiles that you can just like shoot through walls and they will still go homing through the walls.
That's fucking busted.
Okay, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
I presume low damage though.
Probably lower than Warthog's homing missiles.
Yeah.
Because his are military.
They don't go through. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are US military grade homing missiles. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah. Scott Campbell is his name.
That's kind of a boring name.
He's a restless spirit who hopes Calypso's contest can make him whole again. So he wants to come back to life.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. Kind of like Calypso wanted.
Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Calypso's like, but there's one catch. You have to host a tournament.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Take his job.
Yeah.
And he just becomes a landlord and plays World of Warcraft.
Yeah, exactly. He plays World of Warcraft all day. And fucking leech to the system. Just collects paychecks. And...
Yeah. So the license plate is DHEDGIE.
Dead guy.
Dead guy.
Oh.
Dead guy. So the ending, he comes out and he's kind of like double pained. Like he looks like he's kind of a ghost, and like you can see through him.
Oh, okay.
Like there's two versions.
Like the three, when it's a 3D movie and you don't put on your 3D glasses and it's like the two frames layered over each other.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So he asks to come back to life. Calypso has a big old grin, and he gets one of the beautiful ladies to bring him one of the another one of these giant ass potions.
Giant joke.
Fuck me,
but
man.
It's blue this
gallon
time.
And a half of blue stuff this time.
poor actors.
Yeah, they're just like, I should have acted louder.
So he gives it a big old drink, and he said, like Calypso, while he's drinking, said, "Yes, you can go back to the wife you left behind. Your child that was born that you never met. All of this can be yours." And he drinks it. And the lighting changes from one side to the other, because I have a feeling they like just used lights to put the effects onto
okay,
him.
Yeah, okay.
And then he looks like a whole person.
A person
now.
Again, yeah.
And he's like, thank you, Calypso. Thank
Bring
you
in
so
the dead
much.
Guy lighting.
Yeah.
Calypso lifts up his gun and shoots him right in the heart. And condemns him to racing every single year. And says, try again next year.
So these are like really shitty...
That's not
monkey's paw twist. Yeah, there's no irony to this. It's
no.
Just brought you back to life. Psych, you're dead.
Yeah, but he's like, he wanted to be alive, and then now he's dead. And now he's a specter again, but at the hands of the tournament creator, and he's stuck in the tournament now.
Okay,
yeah.
He's like a revenant now.
Yeah.
It's really not granting his wish, that's all I'm saying.
No.
Like Peter said, it's not very ironic.
Oh, it's not ironic. Yeah. That one, out of all of them, like, you have to watch them. They're all dumb as fuck. That one at least kind of seemed like, oh, okay, I kind of...
They're all dumb as fuck.
Yeah. For being honest, Twisted Metal, not a great story-based game.
Stupid fucking game.
Not a great narrative.
It's so much fun,
yeah.
But trying to put, like, a guy who is the car and his hands drive the wheels, like...
Yeah. Come on. In a serious light.
Yeah, this is a guy who's just a big, angry Segway.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just flicking his fingers very fast.
But I found that one at least added depth. So whenever you're playing as him as a ghost in the game, you're like, okay, like the leader's the one who killed me. Now I know why I'm killing all these people.
Yeah, okay,
I'm fucking pissed,
this is like
you know?
A classic old game thing. Like Mortal Kombat did the same thing originally, where it's like you have like 10 characters and 10 different random fucking endings.
So yeah, that's that. Next up is Hammerhead.
Is he a shark?
I thought you might say that, and it absolutely is a shark, and he's only in the water levels.
Oh, cool.
What?
Cool.
Yeah. No.
The underwater car levels.
This one, I think if we were a Twisted Metal, then we would be this one.
Okay.
So it is
a... It's a great sentence, by the way. If we were a Twisted Metal, we would be Hammerhead.
Yeah.
Which one is this guy?
So he's the monster truck. He is the Ford F-Series, but, like, on giant wheels.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
His superpower is running over things.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But I think it's the drivers that we might relate to more than the people who have the families and all these things.
Yeah.
I don't have a family, you're right.
They're two high school dropouts named Dave and Mike who just stole this thing.
Wee!
And they have a collection of hard rock CDs. And they're just like, let's go do it.
Let's go listen to some hard rock and smoke cigarettes.
Yo, when we get up to the devil, I'm a wish for a Walkman so we can finally listen to these CDs.
Yeah. My old truck only has a cassette player.
Their car is green, so the license plate is Killer Green.
Okay. I never would have fucking guessed that.
Yeah, no, that was, I didn't even say the letters because it's dumb. But anyway.
This episode is more of a revelation. This is JV just finding out how stupid Twisted Metal is.
Sorry to all the Twisted Metal lore fanboys out there. Sorry we're shitting on your favorite IP. Your favorite stupid IP.
The longest running Sony IP.
Yeah.
Let's take that in. this is the only ending where they didn't have a wish. They just were doing it, and they're like, "Oh, we can wish for something."
Oh yeah.
And the first thing they do when they roll up, it's so cheesy '90s like kids. They're like, "Whoa, look at all the babes!"
Gnarly, dude.
Oh, dude. This sounds like a fucking great cutscene.
Oh man.
Yeah, and then Calypso's like, yeah, you guys can have anything, and it zooms in on one of the girls who, like, winks kind of thing.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then one of the guys is like, we can have anything? You're yanking my chain.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's true. No cursing.
And then they look to each other and say in unison, "We want babes." And then
hell yeah, brother.
They honestly,
like Bill and Ted
might be the happiest ending. They drive up with their monster truck chock full of girls, and they
got a tarp in the bag and a hose to like make a pool.
Like, it's like a clown car, full of hot chicks.
Yeah, and then it. The fades out of them driving away with like a butt rock soundtrack and them going, "That's so cool."
So they're just two radical dudes.
Got a bunch of babes, drove a motorcycle, crushed some people.
Monster truck.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, monster truck, yeah.
Were they listening to Monster Truck?
Yeah, maybe. It could have been.
And Kid Rock.
Last up
yeah.
Last up is Roadkill.
Okay. So he's a possum.
Is a possum?
Mm-hmm. Or an armadillo.
So
Twisted Metal Black just has a picture of like an angry possum on it.
That's why the monster truck won and got all the babes.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Ran over a possum. Yeah.
What do you want? I want some garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say, he wishes for a trash can, but he gets a trash can with a lid on it. Yeah, that's it. Like, no!
Yeah.
So they actually piece the car together from garbage. It's all scrap metal. Made to be like a Frankenstein 1976 Pontiac Le Mans.
Okay,
sure.
As a man who loves cars,
some people
that means something to me.
One of our listeners will mean something to them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pieced together from many junkyard things, like cars, I guess. Roadkill is heavily armored, and its special thing is hurling a rusty metal rod at 100 miles per hour through another car.
Okay, cool. That would do it. That would do it. That would kill a person.
Yeah, that was the most visceral to me. Like, sure, like lighting cars on fire. Okay, I can picture that.
I throw ice cream that explodes.
No, like just a javelin, like whoomk, like into the middle.
It's just like it's relatable because we've all driven behind like a truck that has scrap metal in the back, and you're like, oh, I wonder if a piece of rebar just drops out of that truck. What'll happen? Like, just decapitates me.
I've never driven past behind a semi that has like a load of ghosts on it. So
yeah, exactly. That's not relatable.
Yeah, what if like some erratic ghosts fell off the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Skill shotted me in another lane.
Speaking of ghosts, of someone who works in an office setting, a lot of people say out of office and they use the acronym.
Ooh.
Oh my goodness, is that a ghost acronym? If a ghost ever had an acronym, it's that one.
If the person's name started with a B, then it would be boo.
Yeah, and the of in the middle, out of office, is a little one.
It's a little big.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
I'm
no.
Out of office, Chan.
Oh, no. So Roadkill is the driver's Captain Spears. Pretty cool name.
Is he a pirate?
He's a man filled with regret.
That's a pirate. That's sailor, a sailor at least. I tore apart my boat to make this 1997 Plymouth Le Mans.
I wish I had my boat back.
Yeah.
You've been driving your boat this whole time.
Yeah. No.
He wants to relive the past, so he wants to travel back in time and change some events.
Okay.
Oh, this is the time travel that you hinted at. This is Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, okay.
His license plate is Time Trooper, and it's a reference to his ending. He is a captain in a military force.
Okay.
That he went to South America. This is probably the highest budget of any of the endings because there's more than just the one scene where you're with the girls and the guns. He gets sent back in time.
Oh, do they have three potted plants to simulate the jungle?
They've got like plastic walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Rubber bats on strings.
Oh, bats! It sure is the jungle here. There are bats.
So he lost all 25 of his men in South America because he led them into a trap.
Okay.
Ah, idiot.
So he wants to go back and save them.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's like, I want to go back in time to save my men. And Calypso's like, let me tell you just one thing about time travel. And he's like, no, Calypso, enough. Okay. I want to go back. And he's like, just the one thing.
Just one thing, though.
Send me back. Yeah. And so he basically cuts off. He doesn't let the warning even come out. He gets sent back, and he gets on the radio. It's right before the guys are going in the trap, and he's like, guys, wait, hold
trap
up.
Trap ahead.
You know, he didn't even say trap ahead. He's like, wait, I'm coming to you. Stay where you are. And then whatever South Americans that they're fighting, one of them just shoots him in the chest. So he doesn't have time to go explain it.
Okay. That's
so he either traded his life for the 25 men, or the 25 men just died anyways.
Someone's got to pay the toll, buddy.
Yeah. And that's every driver in Twisted Metal 1.
Every single driver.
Very
in Twisted
silly.
Metal.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So fucking 90s.
Yeah,
so
very,
like
yeah.
extreme.
Yeah.
So all of
cars
those,
and rockets.
All of those endings were taken out of Twisted Metal 1 on release because they felt that they were either too sexist or too.
They were all taken out.
Racially profiled. They were not in Twisted Metal 1.
I mean, you said that to me, and I completely forgot.
Yeah. None of them are actually in the game. But where you can find them, I think it's in Twisted Metal Black or Twisted Metal X. There is, you can like beat the game a certain way.
Find secrets.
And you can
whatever,
unlock
yeah.
them.
Oh, and they, cool. they're just like, look, it's far enough in the past. Here's some of our goofy shit that even we in the 90s thought was too dumb.
Exactly.
God, that's hilarious.
Here's all this sexist, racist stuff that we decided not to release. Guess we'll release it now.
So there might have been endings like for a couple characters back then, or just like a general ending. But those individualized endings, you can find them all on YouTube. Look up Twisted Metal 1.
I've been thinking this whole episode that I'm going to watch a couple of these.
Yeah, absolutely.
They sound delightful.
I was thinking.
You said that one is 20 minutes. That's crazy.
No, all of them are 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I want to watch the one with the dudes.
I was thinking instead of our memes after the episode, we could just pop it on and
watch
together.
All that? Yeah, I'm
yeah.
down.
Yeah.
Instead of memes?
For the listeners at home, we always watch meme compilations on YouTube after episodes.
Yep,
because we're trash.
A little behind the curtain.
So that's it for me. I'm James Miller. You can find me on the Facebook, on the Discord. We'll put that Discord link up. I've been active in it like every day since the last time I said I'd be active in it. So,
mm-hmm.
Old Jamie here, tell him the truth and shit.
And that will continue until he's bored of World of Warcraft.
You might not be wrong. I have it on my phone now at least, so mm-hmm. if we did have a community, I'd stick around.
I'm also active on it, so if you guys want to reach out to me, that's a great way to do it. Also, I'm on Twitter, at EthanTheDeadMan. You can find the Lore Boys at Lore Boys. We are loreboys.com, loreboyspodcast@gmail.com, loreboyspodcast on Instagram, where Peter posts pictures, I think.
Loreboys.podcast.com.
As someone who does not have Instagram on their phone, I think.
I'm at Pete O'Donohue and all those other places.
Nice.
At Pete O'Donohue on Twitter. I don't have a personal Instagram.
Uh-huh. For anybody who wants to support us, we are patreon.com/...
The Lore Boys?
The Lore Boys. Cool, yeah. We got a couple tiers up there. Got a couple rewards. We're thinking about some new things to do. Extra Life, the stream for charity for anybody listening to this on release, is less than a month away.
Yes.
We're looking for your suggestions on what we can do.
November 2nd, 2019. Exactly, just less than a month away.
Yeah.
I know we got some suggestions on Twitter. Dakota suggested fucking Apex Legends.
Mm-hmm. We'll see about that.
We'll see about that.
I mean, I'll play it if someone really wants to see
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Oh,
game,
sick.
Yeah.
Jamie, that's what we, if anyone will play it, it'll be Jamie.
That's what we said.
Yeah. but yeah, I think we're doing another 16 hour stream. I think we're all too adult. Jamie's a project manager now. We're all too adult to be doing a 24 hour stream quite yet, but we'll probably do another 16 hour stream, maybe play some more Pathfinder, maybe do something, hoping to have higher quality for you, the listeners at home. So please tune into that. Keep an eye out on our Twitter, on our Discord, on all our sources of entertainment. And
I'll show my feet for donos.
Oh, we'll all I will learn to floss for donos. not the dance, but like floss my teeth.
Yeah.
I will floss my teeth on stream for donations.
Like that guy on that airplane next to Jamie.
Yeah. So if you like blood, then tune in to the Lore Boys at twitch.tv/theloreboys.
It's less of flossing, more trying to get at a boulder with raw, like string, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Just chipping away.
Exactly. And I guess anybody who doesn't trust Patreon and wants to support us financially, we are starting a death tournament, and we need entrants. Honestly,
lives.
Yeah, we can't.
People with dead family members, apparently.
Yeah, we cannot grant wishes. Believe it or not, you really think we'd still be doing this podcast if we could grant wishes?
Can you grant a wish to yourself?
We'd be doing the Wish Podcast, where you just grant people wishes.
Oh, okay.
But what we can offer you is this old boat disassembled into parts. You can either build yourself a new boat or reassemble it into a car. You have to figure out where you get the wheels.
Yeah, I was gonna say wheels not included. Wheels and batteries not included.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I guess that constitutes
Lore Boys.
Lore Boys. Goodbye.
I wanted to say goodbye too. That's so weird.
Yeah. Goodbye. Out. In.
Tune a piano every 6 months, so I can't imagine it's more for an organ.
It doesn't have strings.
Yeah, no. But you're not tuning it, you're cleaning them.
Well, that's
it. You gotta clean the pipes.
I think, like, half the lure of an organ is you don't gotta tune it. So why, if you gotta clean it, six times as often. What's the fucking
it's
point?
It's huge, but it's a good beginner's instrument because you never have to tune it.
Yeah.
Cleaning it is kind of tuning it, though, right? Because your pitch probably goes off if they get all gunked up.
Yeah, with dust and pigeon feathers.
The way that they clean
it out of organ pipes.
The way they clean it is they just put soapy water at the bottom and then play a symphony.
Bubbles. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like the Willy Wonka car.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.